This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Show. This is Brett Siegel subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. I also go by the name The Disgruntled Millennial, where I broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And we've been talking a lot today about this whole transgender debate, about the whole idea that, you know, is it okay to discriminate against transgendered people in the military? Now, one of the things that we've been talking about today is, of course, political correctness, as we always talk about political correctness, as it is one of the main factors in society today, which is basically going to be the end of us if we continue along this path. It basically amounts to intellectual terrorism. Now, I read a great new blog, an independent blogger, not affiliated with any big news organization. Her name is Sybil Capizzuti, and she just started a brand new blog called Sybil on the Level. That's spelled Sybelle on the level.com. She just put out an article called Intellectual Terrorism, and I think it's really worth a read. I'm going to read right from her blog. You should definitely check her out. She's been posting about politics for a very, very long time. Just started her blog. She's gaining a lot of traction very, very fast. I definitely think you should check her out. Sybelonthelevel.com. Intellectual Terrorism. She writes, when people think about terrorism, they immediately think of explosions and mass destruction. But that's only one aspect of it. By definition, terrorism is the use of violence and intimidation in the pursuit of political aims. And the FBI also defines it to be intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion. Islam is not simply a religion. It is, in fact, a way of life that requires Muslims to establish an Islamic state so they can live under Islamic law only. That concept is clearly explained on alislam.org as follows. Allah commanded Muslims to establish an Islamic state whose system should be based on the principles of the Holy Quran and the true prophetic traditions. Therefore, they are obliged to work towards establishing that system wherever they are. When Western civilizations cave into the tactics of silencing freedom of speech in fear of offending a particular group, we are indeed succumbing to terrorism. If terrorism is intended to intimidate and coerce a civilian population to influence the policy of a government, then aren't we being terrorized into giving up our freedom of speech? Yes, we are. Every time that the ones who exercise their First Amendment right are made to be the villains for provoking the offenders, we are giving into terrorism and allowing it to do exactly what it is intended to do. Influence the policy of a government by intimidation. This terrorist tactic is quiet, works slowly but steadily, and it achieves a lot more than bombing a building. For it changes the way you think and behave while you voluntarily give into their demands as a result of fear. Calling it religious tolerance is simply a cowardly and ignorant way of succumbing to intellectual terrorism. Now let's take this back to the discussion that we've been having today, intellectual terrorism in regards to the transgender debate in the military. What is the first thing that comes out of a leftist's mouth if you tell them that transgendered people should not be allowed in the military? They say that you're a transphobe. They say that you're scared. You're a scaredy cat. You're scared of transgender people. You hate them. You hate them. Now, this is the kind of identity politics that basically shuts people up before they even start, as we saw from that article in The Atlantic, where The Atlantic basically blamed social media for this call-out culture where people call each other racist, homophobic, bigoted, sexist, Islamophobe. This is the culture of fear and intimidation. They want you to be so scared that you are going to be called a racist that you keep your mouth shut. Now, I don't know what's worse, being forced to keep your mouth shut or setting up the kind of society where you censor yourself, where you walk around on eggshells not wanting to say a word, where you think that any misstep on your part might lead to getting doxxed, putting your family's lives at risk, getting fired, putting your livelihood at risk. This is the kind of intellectual terrorism that we are dealing with. And I want to give a special hat tip to Sybil on the Level, SybilOnTheLevel.com. Because she points that out really well. I mean, she's talking about Islam right there, but I mean, apply this to any leftist tactic or agenda. Apply it to any agenda. If you support the fossil fuel industry, then you must hate the environment. If you support the right to carry and bear arms, then you hate the little child who is shot by a gun, who shoots himself with a gun. Anytime someone dies from a gun, that's your fault, because you support the right to bear arms. It's intellectual terrorism. And people who would normally support some very basic and rational things that are very life-affirming, for example, the right to defend yourself and your family. If you reject Obamacare, if you reject universalized medicine, if you reject socialism, well, then you just hate sick people and poor people, don't you? You couldn't possibly have a better way to do things. You couldn't possibly have a better idea. Because if you don't support socialized medicine, then you just hate sick people. Now, you know a leftist is trying to pull a fast one on you when they bring out the waterworks. We now take you live to the Senate floor, where Senator Chuck Schumer is delivering an impassioned speech regarding Republican revisions to Obamacare. Wow, just amazing, incredible, absolutely riveting speech by Chuck Schumer. He outlined the official Democratic position on Trump care with elegance, poise, and emotion. Stay tuned after a word from our sponsors. We have more breaking news. Scientists have officially proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that all white people are racist. You are not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is CNN.
Well, there you have it. This is the disgruntled millennial filling in for the great Kevin Jackson. I'm going to be right back with you. We got so much more to talk about today. We have been talking a little bit about transgender issues. We've been talking about the ban on the transgender folks in the military, which I think is a good idea. I think most people think it's a good idea not to have mentally ill people in the military. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You've heard the phrase, go with your gut. But how can you go anywhere without better digestion, more comfortable joints and muscles, or just more energy? Chances are, we've already solved your problem. We are OneWorldWay.com. Yes, Way, the secret weapon of many bodybuilders that use it to sculpt a lean, muscular body. But not just ordinary Way supplements. At OneWorldWay.com, our energetically encoded Way is a totally new form of Way. One that's much more powerful with health benefits that are nothing short of amazing. Like helping to relieve muscle and joint pain, detoxification, improved intestinal elimination, muscle mass, sexual potency, blood sugar, energy, and mood. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded raw whey protein derived from Amish raised grass fed cows for maximum potency. Call or click oneworldway.com or 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Change your frequency and change your life with superpowered oneworldway.com.
Radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Jackson proudly presents Black Sphere in the Park.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong. It felt so right. It don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. Hawk, I liked it.
Totally amazing. Oh my God.
Say thank goodness that Donald Trump done legalized white supremacy.
Ever since I joined the force, I've been dreaming of the day I could put the hurt on them racial and social minorities.
Yeah, I hear you. I done opened up a hefty can of whoop-ass on four of them faggots just yesterday.
Ha ha, for what?
Nothing. They were just acting all gay and stuff. Those pants were so tight I could see his religion.
Well, what do we have here?
Well, God has just blessed us with a runaway negro. I do believe that man is driving while black.
Well, come on, Billy Joe, let's get him.
Put your hands outside the window, boy. Don't make me tell you twice now. Have your license and registration ready.
Can I help you, officer?
Wait a minute. You ain't no name. You know why I pulled you over?
This nigga, of course I do, man.
I'm driving while black. You see a black man driving down the road, and you think you can just pull him over without no due process and no judge and jury and taking away his constitutional rights, man?
Yes, but no. We mistook you for a jigaboo, okay? The law says you can't be driving while black, and you are clearly not a black man, so you're free to go.
What you talking about, man? I am black. Everybody know the black and the berry, the sweet and the juice, and I've been black as they come.
Now that institutional racism is the law of the land, I could get in trouble for beating up on a white boy.
Man, pick up that baton, beat me till I'm dead, or I'm gonna sue the city for discrimination.
False alarm, Billy Ray. It's just Sean King again. My, that boy's about as confused as a fart in a fan factory.
And that, my fellow Americans, is why we must start taxing the millionaires and the billionaires at a very modest 90% tax rate.
Senator Sanders, you just stated that you wanted to start taxing millionaires and billionaires at a very generous 90% rate. Our records show that you have a net worth over $3 million. My question is, are you going to set a positive example for America and cut a check to the IRS for $2,700,000?
Now, let's not get caught up in any fake news here. I believe if you rewind this video, you will distinctly and clearly hear me say, billionaires and trillionaires.
Hi, I'm here to sign up for ISIS.
You have come up to the wrong booth, boy. We are recruiting for CARE, an Islamic peace group. What does this look like to you? Some sort of gay pride parade?
I understand your oppression. I'm an ally.
Boy, get out of here before I decapitate you on camera. Peacefully, of course. This is a Muslim-only safe space.
I am a Muslim. I converted yesterday. I'm a genderqueer Muslim, okay? I would do anything. And I mean anything.
You would do anything now, would you? Okay, right this way.
Oh, goody.
Ahmed, we have a live one. Get the device.
Ooh, I like devices.
Okay, now take off your shirt for a moment.
Ooh, my God.
All right, strap it on like this.
Strap
it.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Like that tickles.
Ahmed, activate the device.
Ooh, is this a vibrating device?
Okay, my gay friend. You see that elementary school over there?
Yes, of course. There's kids playing and dancing and laughing and frolicking with joy.
Yes. Now go over there. Walk into the middle of the school. Throw your arms out into the air like you just made sweet love to Aisha and scream, Allahu Akbar!
Wait a minute, that seems a little strange.
Now, you did say you would do anything to help liberate the oppressed Muslim race, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, this is what needs to be done. It's totally safe. Go for it.
Well, okay.
Allahu Akbar, kids!
Idiots.
Mayor de Blasio proudly presents Black Sphere in the Park.
If thou hast been successful, thou hast been given help, thou hast been educated by a great teacher, thou hast driven on roads thou did not pave, thou hast walked across cross bridges thou did not construct. If thou hast established a business, thou didn't build that.
Totally amazing.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Now, and you're being forced to pay for your own health insurance. The world seems hostile and risky. You miss being 25, back when you were still just a boy. You need Obama butt balm. Your mother may not be paying for your health insurance anymore, but she can still bend you over her knee and slather your bare buns with a sticky, sticky balm, just like she does every time you have a boo-boo. For a risk-free sample, dial 1-800-BUTT-HURT. That's 1-800-BUTT-HURT.
All right, we are back. Just for a quick moment, I just wanted to let everyone know that I am the disgruntled millennial, the brains behind the Kevin Jackson Show. Actually, I'm just kidding. Kevin Jackson is the brains behind the Kevin Jackson Show. But what I do for Kevin Jackson is much cooler than a lot of his other employees. I'm sorry to say it, guys, but, you know, I'm the one that does all these cool little bumper spots, all those cool little comedy bits. And you know what they say about successful black men.
Behind every successful black man, there's a Jew.
Now, I might be going to hell for that one, and if you laughed at that, so will you. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I am your guest host for the day. This is the disgruntled millennial, Brett Siegel, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Now, we've been talking a lot about lefties trying to infiltrate the military with their strange transgender policies. We've been talking a little bit about Obamacare. We've been talking a little bit about, you know, basically every single way in which the left is trying to dismantle Western civilization, one pillar at a time. And in a little bit of news, the left has basically gone full left, full on left. A document has been circulating among leftists, a document which is getting little to no attention by the mainstream media. And even popular conservative commentators tend to ignore this. Leftists have developed a list of demands. Now, when Obama said he wanted to fundamentally transform America, he probably wouldn't have gotten elected had he been this specific about what he'd planned to do. But at this point, Americans have woken up to the fact that Democrats have become nothing more than a shell of any integrity and strength they once had, and they serve as nothing more than a vessel, a receptacle for every bad idea ever conjured by humanity. And we are seeing this exciting, fun, and entertaining, yet very, very depressing movement play out and expand and blossom in real time. But at least they're being honest now about their hatred for the West. Barack Obama, when he was trying to get elected, he sort of used a love for the West. He used sort of the language of conservatives, tried to appropriate the language of conservatives in order to get his extreme far leftist socialist policies across. And now, at this point, now that he's sort of wet the palate, he's wet the palate of the Democrats, he's shown the leftists a taste of the kind of violence that he believes is okay, that the Democrats always have believed is okay. The leftists, I mean. He has basically made it okay. He popped the top on the violence, the verbal violence that the left uses in order to bludgeon conservatives, and now they're at least being honest about their hatred for the West. The list of demands that has been circulating reads way more like a Bill of Rights. That's yet another way that leftists appropriate, contort, and pervert everything that is sacred. But you know, when they think that if they write it like it's a Bill of Rights, like it's something that everybody deserves, like everybody has earned, that everybody has a natural right to, they think that people won't see the difference between the words that are actually there and the format that it's written in. Okay, let me read some of these demands, because this is really, really amazing.
Citizens of the USA have a right to work. That is, are guaranteed the right to employment and payment for their work in accordance with its quantity and quality. The right to work is ensured by the democratic socialist organization of the national economy, the steady growth of productive forces of the USA economy, the elimination of the possibility of economic crisis, and the abolition of unemployment. Okay, let's break that first one down for just a second. The right to work is ensured by a steady growth of productive forces in the economy. A steady growth. All right, how are you going to manage that? Is that just something you can conjure out of thin air? The elimination of the possibility of economic crisis. What does that mean? How are you going to eliminate the possibility of economic crisis? To me, there sounds like there could be only one way. Because let's say a certain part of the economy tanks. If you legally eliminate the possibility of economic crisis, that means you are going to have to take money from another group of people, another business, in order to save that portion of the economy, in order to stop the economic crisis. What does that sound like? That sounds like redistribution of wealth in vague terms. The abolition of unemployment. What does that mean? The abolition of unemployment. That means you're not allowed to not have a job. You're not allowed to not hire people. So in order to establish these rights, which are positive rights, are things that you basically have to take away from other people in order to give to someone, this is basically what they're trying to establish. They're trying to establish a system of positive rights where some people are entitled to certain things and other people are not. Because look, if you come into my establishment looking for a job and I don't want to hire you, but unemployment has been abolished, perhaps I would be forced into giving you that job maybe when you didn't even earn it. Positive rights. Number two, citizens of the USA have a right to rest and leisure. The right to rest and leisure is ensured by the reduction of the working day to 7 hours for the overwhelming majority of the workers, the institution of annual vacations with full pay for workers and employees, and provisions of a wide network of sanatoria, rest homes, and clubs for the accommodation of the working people. That sounds like a lot of redistribution of wealth there. We're starting to sound a lot like socialism right here. Number three, the citizens of the USA have a right to maintenance in old age, and also in case of sickness or loss of capacity to work. This right is ensured by the extensive development of social insurance of workers and employees at state expense, free medical services for the working people, and the provision of a wide network of health resorts for the use of working people. Okay. More redistribution of wealth. Nowhere in this Bill of Rights, in this new Bill of Rights, does it say anything about how we are going to pay for this. At state expense? State expense is euphemistic for taxpayers. Yep, that's you. The hardworking American who put away their money so that they could take care of themselves and their families in old age. Nope, you are going to be paying for other people who didn't actually make such contingencies. Yep, that's what they want. That's what the leftists want. These positive rights. Positive rights are different from negative rights. As I said, negative rights are things that people can't take away. Positive rights are things that people must give you. Number four. Citizens of the USA have a right to education. This right is ensured by universal compulsory education, by education, including higher education, being free of charge, by the system of state stipends for the overwhelming majority of students in universities and colleges, by instruction in schools being conducted in the native language, and by the organization of the factories, state farms, machine and tractor stations, and collective farms of free vocational, technical, and agronomic training for the working people. Wow, free education for everyone. Who's going to build those walls? Who's going to build those schools? Who's going to administrate those schools? Are they all going to work for free? Someone's going to pay for them. If all the teachers get paid and all the workers get paid, the people who actually build the schools and actually show up to teach the students, if they all get paid, who's going to pay them? If it's free for the students, that means the money's got to come from somewhere. Money doesn't grow on trees, right? Well, the Democrats will say that they can just print the money into existence. They can just print the value into existence. But no, that's going to come out of your pocket, out of the pockets of hardworking American taxpayers. Number five. Oh, this one looks all right. Women in the United States are accorded equal rights with men in all spheres of economic, state, cultural, and social political life. Well, that's not so bad. The possibility of exercising these rights is ensured to women by granting them an equal right with men to work, payment for work, rest and leisure, social insurance and education, and by state protection of the interests of mother and child, prematernity and maternity leave with full pay, and the provision of a wide network of maternity homes, nurseries, and kindergartens. Wow, okay, it's, you know, this is one of the things that Democrats love to do. They love to conflate the idea of equal rights and all this free stuff that they want to give to women. Well, you know, if women really have equal rights as men, then they can also pay for their own stuff equally like men do, right? I believe in equal rights for men and women, but I don't believe in all this, the right to payment for work, the right to rest and leisure, social insurance and education, state protection of the interests of the mother and child. What about state protection of the interests of families? What about fathers? This sounds like institutional sexism, right? But against men. Not institutional misogyny. This is institutional misandry. According to this number 5, men are basically slaves to women. Because if all this stuff is free, if the women aren't paying for it, who's going to pay for it? It's going to be the men. Not just any men, it's going to be the men who work hard. The men who have their own families to take care of. Number 6. Equality of rights of citizens of the USA, irrespective of their nationality or race. Oh, that sounds good, right? Equality of rights of citizens of the USA, irrespective of their nationality or race, in all spheres of economic, state, cultural, social, and political life, is an indefeasible law. Any direct or indirect restriction of the rights of, or conversely, any establishment of direct or indirect privileges for citizens on account of their race or nationality, as well as any advocacy of racial or national exclusiveness or hatred and contempt, is punishable by law. Now, listen carefully. This is another one of those things that leftists love to conflate. They love to conflate equality under the law and equality per se. Now, are we all equal under the law? Yeah, of course. That was established a long time ago. We are equal under the law, but are we all equal, really? I mean, I've got a pretty high IQ, and there's no law that's going to make stupid people smart. But you can restrict the use of my brain. Maybe that's what Aristotle meant when he said that the worst kind of inequality is to try to make unequal things equal. We'll be right back with more from this exciting list from Democrats.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Napa Know-How.
For something that has anti in its name, Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, now just $11.99 at Napa, sure is pro a lot of things. It's pro keeping your car from overheating, pro maintaining your engine from wear and tear, and pro saving you cash. Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, just $11.99. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 8/31/17.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I am your guest host for the day, Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I am free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And we were just talking about a little known document that has been circulating among liberals, where they sort of outline their demands, moving into the better part of the 21st century. They have listed a bunch of demands that they want to see come to fruition. Now, it's really not surprising. You know, it's really not surprising when you think about what the kind of stuff that Bernie Sanders supports and this kind of stuff that Elizabeth Warren supports and the kind of stuff that Barack Obama supports. You know, things like universal health care, free education, the all sorts of programs that basically artificially inflate and deflate the economy. Basically like the government and the economy is a big school bus, and Barack Obama and the Democrats, and they could just steer the economy where they wanted to go, sort of like the community organizers, Alinskyites that they are. So they've outlined a list of positive rights, which are basically rights that you would have to take away from someone else in order to give you. Things that you have a right to. Like if I have a right to water, Let's say everybody has a right to water. That means that I have a right to it, even if I can't pay for it. Well, someone else has to pay for it. Otherwise, I'm just going to be going to the nearest pond and drinking from the nearest pond. But, you know, in the first world, in the 21st century, you know, we enjoy clean drinking water. So if I have a right to clean drinking water, well, that means someone else has to provide it. So Democrats have outlined a list of positive rights that they think that we all should, that we all must have. The right to work, a right to a job, the right to rest and leisure, the right to health care, maintenance in old age, the right to an education. Well, they have equal rights for women, which is great, but along with that, of course, they conflate equal rights for women with free stuff for women. They don't think that women are equal to men unless they have free stuff. Free stuff, things like maternity care, paid leave, a network of maternity homes, nurseries, kindergartens, basically places where women can go and not be bothered by the vicissitudes of normal, actual, real-world life. You know? So one of the alarming things that they actually have written down is the equality. It's one of the things that the left loves to do. They love to conflate equality under the law with equality per se. So when they say things like every equality of rights of citizens of the USA, irrespective of their nationality or race, in all spheres, economic, state, cultural, political, and social life, is an indefeasible law. Well, yeah, I can get down with that. I can agree with that. I do believe in equality under the law, but that's not what they mean. Let's read a little bit further. Any direct or indirect restriction of the rights of, or conversely, any establishment of direct or indirect privileges for citizens on the account of their race, nationality, as well as any advocacy of racial or national exclusiveness or hatred and contempt is punishable by law. Okay, well, equality under the law, that's a great thing. But what this is, what they're trying to outline here is much different than equality under the law. Any direct or indirect restriction of rights? What does indirect even mean? What does indirect even mean? If I am a Christian baker and I don't want to participate in a gay wedding, so I don't participate in a gay wedding, is that direct or is that indirect restriction of somebody's rights? Because if they have a positive right to it, well, that means someone else has to provide for it. So should people be forced to participate in events that they don't want to participate in? That's basically what we're talking about here. We're talking about restriction of religious liberties. We're talking about restrictions of individual rights. We're talking about restrictions of freedom of speech, too. Any direct or indirect privileges for? I mean, that's the language of white privilege. That's the language of white supremacy right there, enshrined in what looks like a Bill of Rights. You have a right not to be bothered by white privilege. That's what this is saying. You have a right not to be bothered by white privilege. Not just that. Any advocacy of racial or national exclusiveness or hatred and contempt is punishable by law. Any advocacy of racial or national exclusiveness? What does that mean? Does that mean Black Lives Matter goes away? No, I don't think so. I do believe Black Lives Matter would be safe. But what about the scientists who do IQ studies that are very politically incorrect? IQ studies that definitively prove that some cultures are smarter than other cultures. No, I bet those people will be the first people to be targeted by a law like this. Any advocacy of racial or national exclusiveness is punishable by law. National exclusiveness? So if we go to a pro-American rally, is that considered national exclusiveness? So, in other words, they want pro-American rallies to be punishable by law? This sounds a lot like the things that the left has been pushing for years. Making hate speech illegal, any advocacy of racial or national exclusiveness or hatred and contempt is punishable by law. Who's to say what's hatred? Who's to say what's contempt? The Democrats? If the Democrats were left to decide what is hatred, they would say that you are hateful for claiming that everyone should provide an ID when they go to vote. That's hateful. Because according to them, it affects disproportionately affects minorities and therefore is hateful and contemptuous. And that should be punishable by law. If I am a Christian baker and I don't want to participate in a gay wedding, and I refuse to participate in a gay wedding, I could be punished by law. I could be taken to jail. According to this Bill of Rights that is going around, I could be taken to jail. But I mean, what about this is surprising? Is any of this really surprising to you? I mean, they've been saying this stuff for years, sort of, you know, separately. You know, they've been trying to take down every pillar, one pillar of Western civilization, one pillar at a time. The economy, the educational system, the family, the nuclear family. But here it is in one document. Number 7, the USA affords the right of asylum to foreign citizens persecuted for defending the interests of the working people, or for their scientific activities, or for their struggle for national liberation. Refugees. Syrian refugees. Interests of the working people? What about the interests of all people? Democrats seem to forget that all people are people. Most people work, but we know that's not what they mean. They don't mean euphemistic. They mean working people as a euphemism for people who aren't rich. Because rich people are working people too, you know. Rich people work their butts off. Rich people work their arses off in order so that they can provide for their families and provide for their futures. The USA affords the right of asylum seekers to foreign citizens persecuted for defending the interests of the working people. Asylum seekers. Does it matter if they care about Western civilization? According to this, not really. According to this, it's just some nebulous number of asylum seekers, of refugees that we... Who's going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for resettlement efforts? Who's going to pay for the education? If it's anything like that, if it's anything like they've been touting for years, it's going to be the 1%. The people who make the most, the people who work the most, the people who earn the most, the people who give more and provide more to the U.S. economy than any other group of people combined. Now, I was just kidding about something. I wasn't really lying, but I was just kidding that this is not a document that has been circulating around. I know it's hard to believe because this is exactly what Democrats think. Everything outlined in this document is exactly what Democrats think. The modern Democrat is basically a socialist. What I have been reading to you from is the communist constitution, the constitution of the USSR, 1936, chapter 10. I'm basically reading to you verbatim the communist manifesto, the communist constitution, the constitution that led to over 200 million people being killed in the 20th century alone. All I did was change the name USSR to USA. All I did was change socialist to democratic socialist. You see, when Bernie Sanders goes out there and says, oh, we're not socialists, we're democratic socialists. There's a difference. There's no difference. There is absolutely no difference between communists and modern day Democrats. Stew on that as you're eating dinner tonight with your family. If Democrats had it their way, you would not be eating dinner with your family. You'd be slaving away to provide for somebody else. Somebody else's kids. Somebody else's needs. I'm sorry, but that's just not right. All right, you've been listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I'm subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. I am the disgruntled millennial. You can get me on Twitter at Shaq General. And we will be back mañana. Oops, cultural appropriation. I'm a racist.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.